We were, as I have said, in the dining room. The lustre which had been lit for dinner filled the room with a festal breadth of light. The large fire was all red and clear. The purple curtains hung rich and ample before the lofty window and loftier arch. Everything was still, save the subdued chat of Adele. She dared not speak loud, and filling up each pause, the beating of winter rain against the panes. Mr. Rochester, as he sat in the damask-covered chair, looked different to what I had seen him look before. Not quite so stern, much less gloomy. There was a smile on his lips, and his eyes sparkled, whether with wine or not, I am not sure, but I think it very probable. He was, in short, in his after-dinner mood, more expanded and genial, and also more self-indulgent than the frigid and rigid temper of the morning. Still, he looked preciously grim, cushioning his massive head against the swelling back of his chair, and receiving the light of the fire on his granite-hewn features and in his great dark eyes, for he had great dark eyes and very fine eyes, too, not without a certain change in their depths sometimes, which, if it was not softness, reminded you at least of that feeling. He had been looking 2 minutes at the fire, and I had been looking the same length of time at him, when turning suddenly, he caught my gaze fastened on his physiognomy. "You examine me, Miss Eyre," said he. "Do you think me handsome?" I should, if I had deliberated, have replied to this question by something conventionally vague and polite, but the answer somehow slipped from my tongue before I was aware. "No, sir."
"Ah, by my word, there is something singular about you," he said. "You have the air of a little nonnette, quaint, quiet, grave, and simple, as you sit with your hands before you, and your eyes generally bent on the carpet, except, by the by, when they are directed piercingly to my face, as just now, for instance. And when one asks you a question, or makes a remark to which you are obliged to reply, you rap out a round rejoinder, which, if not blunt, is at least brusque."